get yourself comfortable. Make sure that your spine is straight or erect. Close your eyes. If you're sitting, make sure your head's upright, your shoulders relaxed, and imagine above your head is a really massive ball of energy. It's a golden white energy color that's a really big sphere, and it's coming down through your energy bodies as well as your physical body. And now slowly coming down to your crown chakra, the top of your head, coming past your forehead through your third eye. And as we're coming down through your face, coming toward the throat chakra, noticing as it's coming through and moving through all of your bodies, that all of the attachments, chains, ropes, cords, hooks, and any others are being released. The only thing that stays behind is the heart cord that we have with everyone on the planet. You're all connected. We're all connected through the heart. It's a very powerful, wonderful connection. It is what makes us all one. All the other attachments, whether they're outgoing, because as energy beings, we reach out to others as well. We just want to connect. We want to be in connection with others. As the ball comes down past your heart, noticing how all those tangled attachments start falling away. Now dropping down into your grounding cord, and as the ball of energy continues down past your solar plexus, through your belly, the sacral chakra, down to the root chakra, through the hips, then coming down into the legs, noticing by the time it gets to the knees that it is also all the way through your arms. Any attachments that might be attached to your arms have been removed, including the palms of your hands, where you may have touched someone and they left a hook. Now coming down through the knees, it is also moving through all of the energy bodies, all the way out to the edge of the sphere. We're just using the body as a touchstone as it moves through the lower legs, ankles, feet, and now down through your energy bodies into the center of the earth. All of the attachments, chains, ropes, cords, hooks, and any others completely eliminated, except for the beneficial heart cord. Now imagine another energy ball. You can use your hands or arms if you like, bringing in movement, or just imagine this next energy ball. Imagine a white ball, a giant white ball above your head, as big as the first ball. This is the Restore Ball, and it contains a lightning rod that will come all the way through your body in the energy and the energy bodies as soon as it's connected with the center of the planet. It starts expanding out like a huge pillar. So that lightning rod is now expanding out through every part of your body, every part of your energy bodies, anywhere where there was damage or drain from any kind of attachment or outlet where you were easy to attach to because people have gotten used to attaching to you there. You've been leaving it open. You didn't even know it was there. As all the damage and drains are healed and each one of those outlets gets filled in, it's almost like putting in childproof caps, and it's almost like your outer being has a protective shield around it. It now has a protective shield so that if people throw their attachment tools at you, they just bounce off. And now you have all this energy within you from the planet and from source, and you'll only need to reach out energetically for connection for the highest good with harm to none. And now bringing in your spirit, put it in a big golden ball like a sun. Super bright, it contains your spirit and it starts coming down through your body. And this is coming just through your actual body because you're embodying your body with your spirit, bringing your spirit back into your physical form. Coming past the crown of your head, the third eye moving down into your throat, your shoulders, down into your heart. Now, past your rib cage, your solar plexus, front and back, side to side, embodying your entire body, coming down through your sacral area, through your hips, and as you're moving this through your body, you may notice back at the pancreas, it's hooked in, and that you're feeling really centered in your body as it moves down now into your upper legs, your knees, and now you notice the tingling in your arms and your fingertips, all the way through your fingers and your arms, in your hands, and coming back down to your lower legs, ankles, feet, and feeling the tingling in your fingers and your toes now that you are completely embodied. Feel your spirit through every part of your body. And go ahead and start coming back. Now you can open your eyes.